What's going on, DFS Army? Good morning. Craig Bennett, aka Cash Keg, here. Gonna do a NBA first look video for Friday's 11 game main slate. It's a monster, but we're gonna get into it, drop some plays. And if you're not a part of DFS Army, head on over there, sign up using promo code Cash Keg, save yourself 10%, and get in there, man. We got everything. We got big fights coming up, MMA, college basketball, NBA, we got everything at DFS Army, so head on over, sign up, save a little bit of money using that promo code. And if you're not subscribed to the channel, hit that subscribe button if you want me to keep doing these videos. If you feel like they're bringing you some value each and every day, I'd really appreciate it. And if you like them, hit that thumbs up button. But with that, grab your cup of Joe and let's jump in and talk a little bit of basketball. All right. Let's go, man. Again, good morning. 11 game slate on tap tonight. Always like these big slates for cash games. Tournaments, I like the 4 to 6 range. But still, man, on these 11 game slates, you know, great for cash games. You don't have to get completely right. But even in tournaments, take a stand on a few guys and you can get way over the field. Something that I really like to do. But with that, let's jump right in here to the Chicago at Charlotte game. We have a 226 over under, Charlotte favored by 3.5. Injury news in this game, a lot of guys coming back for Chicago. Porter is probable. Patrick Williams is probable. Chandler Hutchinson's probable. Satoransky is probable. He's been out for a while. The big one, Wendell Carter Jr., is doubtful. So, you know, if Wendell Carter Jr. is out, which he should be if he's doubtful, we're probably going to see more Lauri Markkanen here. And then who knows, man, we could see some Gafford start at the 5 as well. And he's showing some good energy, so it could be an interesting piece as well. But Satoransky coming back in is going to give him some much-needed depth in that Chicago backcourt. So we might not see massive, massive minutes from White or Levine. But yeah, interesting play to say the least. So on the Chicago side over here on DraftKings, we have Zach LaVine, 9,500. He is 9,300 on FanDuel. Again, priced up, but against a Charlotte team, we've seen big ceilings out of him. So tournament only, though, at that price because he is priced at his ceiling. Kobe White, 7K, 6,100 over on FanDuel. Again, it's not a bad over-under, and it's a close spread here, so you probably are looking somewhere in this range. But Kobe White at 6,100 is very interesting. 7K, again, getting up towards his ceiling, so I don't like those prices on those guys. Lauri Markkanen, 6,600 on DraftKings, 6,700 on FanDuel. Again, with if we do get Wendell Carter Jr. out, that could be a boost for him for win, rebound rate. And again, he's had a couple decent games, so I don't mind taking a shot at him. 47 against Dallas on the 17th, then on the 18th, he put 31. So probably, you know, more of a tournament play at that price because, again, he's still towards his ceiling, but someone you can look at. Porter Jr., 5,800 on DraftKings. Fair price on FanDuel. 5K on FanDuel is really cheap. That's, I think, Kobe White and Otto Porter are the plays on FanDuel at those prices. But there is a 40-point ceiling out of him for sure. Patrick Williams, 4,600 on FanDuel. Over here, he's 5,400 on DraftKings. Again, all these Bulls are kind of priced up on DraftKings, so I'm not getting too excited over here about any of this. Satoransky's 4,400 on DraftKings, 3,900 on FanDuel. I don't think they're going to bring him back and run him out there 36 minutes. It'll probably take him a few games. So if you want to take a chance in tournaments, I get it, but again, first game back in a long time, I have a hard time feeling they're going to run him out. But if we get something from the coach and he says, you know, here's his minutes, then maybe we can look at it. But that's about it. And then I talked about with Wendell Carter Jr. being out, we could look at Gafford as a tournament play at 3,100, especially if we found out he got the start. And then Thad Young as well. 4,700 on DraftKings is expensive. But over on FanDuel, he's 3,800. He should see a few uptick in minutes as well, especially if we don't see a ton of Gafford. So really interesting play on FanDuel, not so much on DraftKings at 4,700. So for the most part on DraftKings, I'm kind of a fade on the Bulls. On FanDuel, there are definitely some positions we can look at, particularly White, Porter, and Thad Young. On the Charlotte side, Cody Zeller should be back here for for the Hornets. LaMelo Ball, $7,800. I can't pay that price tag on LaMelo Ball on DraftKings, you know, especially for a guy that's only playing 26 to 30 minutes. 23, 26, 25 his last three, so it's been even more down. Now, it doesn't mean he can't put up a big spot, you know, put up 46 against Toronto back on the 14th, but it's really hard to pay a price tag like that, especially on an 11-game slate. FanDuel, you could take a few shots. He's 7,200, but nobody I'm getting super excited about here. Again, Cody Zeller back kind of is going to take Biombo out of play. Biombo's 4,200. Cody Zeller's 3,500. So if Zeller gets the start and he could put up, you know, 25 minutes or so, or if they put him on a 20-minute cap, I don't think I like him. But if they put him 25 minutes, Cody Zeller, he's been a 1.09 fantasy point per minute player. So if we see 25 minutes at him at 3,500, I have some interest there. He's 4,400 on FanDuel, so not quite as much. But on DraftKings, it all depends on how many minutes we're going to get out of him. So hopefully later in the day when we get some more information, we'll know what's going to happen with him. But again, 3,500 for a guy that's almost over one fantasy point per minute against a bad Chicago front court. I mean, you could attack these guys all day long. So have some interest there for sure, but it really depends on the minutes. And I think you could look with his battering ram, PJ Washington, 6,800 on FanDuel, 6,800 on DraftKings. I think there's upside there. Last three games, 40, 41, 41. Again, the Bulls are horrible in that front court. So he's another guy you can look at. I think on both sites, there is upside for him. And probably out of all the guys on this team, I probably like him and Zeller in the front court the most. So they're guys you can definitely consider on both sites. Don't have any interest for Graham, Rozier. I guess Hayward, you know, 7,700 on DraftKings, 7,800 on FanDuel. I think he's just priced up towards his ceiling, you know. 37, 26, 43, nothing to get too excited about, but if he's going to play heavy minutes, you know, maybe put him in your tournaments more on FanDuel than DraftKings. But again, all these guys are kind of priced up on DraftKings. I'm just going to lean the Zeller and Washington on this side of the ball on DraftKings, and on FanDuel, probably just looking at the PJ Washington and maybe, Gordon Hayward on that. Let's head on to the next game here. Houston at Detroit. Let's look at the injury news we have for this game. On the Houston side, Christian Wood is out. So John Wall is out. Daniel House is out. Now, with Wood out, we should see DeMarcus Cousins draw the start here. He is $4,400 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is $4,500. This is going to be your chalk center of the day. This is probably a lock button play with no Wood out there. He's going to play heavy minutes in the start. We saw this back in, I think it was, this might have been January 6th. 23 minutes, put up 40 fantasy points. 4,400 is just stupid cheap. This is going to be a core play, no doubt about it, just looking at that salary with these guys out. On both sides, 4,400 on DraftKings, 4,500 on FanDuel. Lock in Cousins and move on. Do not overthink this one because you should draw the start, and it's just too good of a spot. You just have to play him. Another guy we can look at, again, against Detroit, no problem taking him. Oladipo, 8K. He is definitely priced up here. However, you know, he's 8,500 on FanDuel, so he's really priced up there. But there is upside here. We've seen it. No Wood on the floor. No, John Wall on the floor, 44, 54, his first two games playing, for the Houston Rockets, 31 and 32 minutes. But the thing is for me is 22 and 23 shots. So he is chucking the rock, 9 assists and 6 assists. It's good to see him passing the rock a little bit. On 8K, I think Oladipo is in play here on DraftKings and on FanDuel. There's a little bit of meat left on the bone, and he's got 50-point upside. You have to always consider guys like that. So Eric Gordon's another guy we can definitely look at on this team. 5,700 on DraftKings. I prefer him on FanDuel at 5,200. That's just way too cheap for him. You know, more of a tournament guy we can look at is Jayshon Tate. 4,600 on FanDuel, 4,900 on DraftKings. Should play, you know, mid to high 30 minutes here with no Wood on the court as well. We've seen him, man. he's kind of undersized, but man, when he goes left to the hoop, he can definitely score points in bunches. So more of a tournament play here, but I do think he's a guy you should have in your player pool for sure. And that's about it. I don't really have any interest in Nwaba or Brown. None of these other guys, McLemore. The usage is going to be Oladipo and Cousins with Eric Gordon and Tate as the other guys I'm looking at here. On the other side of the ball here, let's look at Detroit and see what injuries we have for them. I don't think we have any injuries for Detroit. I think they are fully healthy here. So that's a good thing. Jeremy Grant, 8,100 on DraftKings, 8,400 on FanDuel, but he has been just a monster this year. 47, 43, 57 over his last three. And that 57 was against a Miami team. So, again, there's meat left on the bone here as well. You know, anytime guys get me 50 fantasy points that are in that 8K range, I'm fine with it, you know. So, if I'm going to run it back, it's definitely going to be Jeremy Grant here on both sites. Mason Plumlee at 5,300 on DraftKings, 5,500 on FanDuel. You know, he's put up 32 and 33 in two of his last four games. So there's a little bit if you want to use him in tournaments to get a little different. But Cousins is still the lock, your center lock by far, not even close. And then that's about it. I mean, Derrick Rose is 6,300 on FanDuel, 5,500 on DraftKings. I don't get too excited there, but you know, there is a ceiling for him, I guess. And I'm just not playing Blake Griffin. 6,300 on FanDuel, 6,200 on DraftKings, 34, 12, 38. You know, I guess if he's like a last piece in cash, I just have a hard time playing it, man, because it's like Jeremy Grant. I'd much rather run Jeremy Grant in this team, even for 2K more. I just don't see Blake Griffin ever getting me 40 or 50 fantasy points. And yeah, he's only 6,200, so you got to consider him, you know, at that 6X mark. But it's just really hard to, you know, he's been a 0.85 fantasy point per minute, sub 20% usage on this team, which, man, you can't get excited with that. Jeremy Grant's a 1.14, 25% usage. And Derrick Rose off the bench, you know, is 30% usage with 1.15. Again, those are the guys you want to attack, man. I mean, even Plumlee has a higher point per minute than Blake Griffin this year. He's at 1.01, and he's got similar usage rate at 15%, but it's not like Blake Griffin's got a massive usage rate at 19%. So again, just basically Grant for me and move on here. Next game we're going to is Orlando at the Pacers. Indiana by 3. 217.5 over under. Let's check the injuries on the Orlando side. Looks like Michael Carter-Williams is questionable. If he does play, again, it's going to really hurt Cole Anthony. He just won't play as many minutes, and Carter will still come off the bench, but it'll just hurt his minutes. And then Mo Bamba is out, which that doesn't really do anything for this team. So, again, Vooch, 8,900. It's a pretty penny for Vooch, man. I don't know if I can pay that much for Vooch. 9,900 on FanDuel. It's a fade for me as well, especially when we have DeMarcus Cousins, just a lock button. So I just think you skip this. You're not going to pay up at center. There's too many cheap centers on this slate. Aaron Gordon, 7,300 on FanDuel, 7,600 on DraftKings. He's been playing extremely well, 43, 61 over his last two. Tournament option only for me up against Indy, but I think I prefer him more on FanDuel too at 7,300, but you know, I'd consider him at that price. Fournier, no thank you. Really, all these guys, you know, especially if Michael Carter-Williams comes back and draws, you know, 20 minutes, Cole Anthony's minutes are going to go down into the probably low to mid-20s. And again, all these prices over here on DraftKings, Cole Anthony, 5,200, no thanks. Fournier, 5,400. Ross, 5,800. Just it doesn't excite me. I think this is just a Aaron Gordon or move on game. Let's move on to Indy side. See if we got any injuries on this side. I believe it's just Miles Turner, which is questionable. He's been out for a while. If he's out, we can fire up Dougie McBuckets, man. He's the kind of guy we're looking at. And again, LeVert, man, you know, prayers up for that guy. Hopefully, you know, he comes back fully healthy with what they found on his kidney there. So, and then TJ Warren's been out for a while. Curious to me is how many minutes Jeremy Lamb is going to play, because he came back last game, didn't play a ton of minutes. They're probably going to slowly work him back in, which doesn't get me too excited about it. But Sabonis, 9,900 on DraftKings, 9,300 on FanDuel. The good thing about Sabonis on DraftKings, he is power forward eligible. So I would consider him. He's extremely safe. I'd rather play him over Vooch. 46-50, 53-46. But for me, it's the minutes, man. 41, 34, 38, 37. The guy's been a 1.21 fantasy point per minute for the team, which leads the team in fantasy points per minute. And second on the team in usage, right behind Brogdon at 24%. So we got to look at guys like that. Again, priced up towards the ceiling, but if you're fitting in other value pieces, I don't mind taking a shot at him. Brogdon at 8,200 on DraftKings, 8,500 on FanDuel. Again, love this price as well. Been extremely consistent. 1.14 fantasy points per minute, 25% usage. And then the big thing, though, we have to watch out for the Turner news, because if Turner is out, Dougie McBuckets is 5K over here on DraftKings, but put up 33, 28, and 24. A guy I wouldn't just try to shove in, but a guy you could definitely look at if he's going to start again. And the big thing for me is if Turner's out, you know, he started and put up 34 and 32 minutes in those games. And on FanDuel, he's almost a lock button. 4,200 is way too cheap for Dougie McBuckets over on FanDuel. Justin Holiday, same kind of thing. 4,200 on FanDuel. Little more expensive over here at 4,800, but a guy you have to consider. The minutes are there, 38, 35. They're going to continue to be there as long as Turner's out, because McDermott's going to be sliding down to the four. 19 and 26, 19, not massive output. So I don't like the price on DraftKings as much for these guys as I do on FanDuel. And then Jeremy Lamb, like I said, played 19 minutes at first game back. If we're going to hear that that's going to be upticked a little bit to, you know, 25, 26, the guy has shown he can score. And at 3,700 on DraftKings and 4K on FanDuel, he makes an interesting tournament play at that price tag. So we kind of have to see what they're going to do with him. But he's a proven scorer in seasons past. And if we're going to get up, you know, closer to the 25-minute range, I have a lot of interest in here at Jeremy Lamb at 3,700 in tournaments, because that's just – there's plenty of upside there. Let's move on to Brooklyn at Cleveland. Oh, my God, don't even get me started on this game. Brooklyn favored by 9.5. Same they were the other night and got beat. 227.5 over under. Let's just look at the Brooklyn side of the ball first. Again, I don't believe we have any injuries here. Let me check real quick. No injuries that I can see of on the Brooklyn side. On the Cleveland side, we still have Love's been out forever. Garland is questionable. So, again, if he is out, we'll probably just see more Sexton again like we did before. And who else is out? Windler, nothing. That's about it. Garland's the big news. So, if Garland's out, then Sexton's just going to pick up a lot more minutes. And same with Chetty Osmond. Chetty Osmond's going to do a lot as well. So, let's look on the Brooklyn side here. Again, very same situation that we had a couple nights ago here. The big three are playing in Harden, Durant, and Irving. They're all priced up. I still was all over the fade of Harden on Prize Picks if you watched me do that video. And it took him two overtimes, and he freaking got the over by 2 points, 52. So I think Brooklyn's going to come out and smash Cleveland this time for sure after how they lost and embarrassed by Cleveland the first game shorthanded. I can't see them not coming out here and putting a statement on him. Again, I think it's more take the chances on Irving. I think you can play one of the three, but again, I think they're going to come out and make a statement, and I don't think they're going to be in there long enough to hit their over here. So, all the shots, all the usage is going to go to those three guys, man. I don't, you know, with one game sample size, we don't really have a true usage rate for these guys for how they're going to do, but oh man, really hard to love anyone else. Joe Harris, 4,800 on DraftKings, 5,300 on DraftKings, 4,800 on FanDuel. DeAndre Jordan, 4,800 on FanDuel, 5,200 on DraftKings. You know, we can consider him, but again, Cousins is just such a lock play on this slate. It's hard to love any of these guys. Jeff Green, 4,600 on DraftKings, 4,600 on FanDuel. I'm just going to stay away here. If you're going to play anyone, you know, take a shot on Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. I think they still want to try to get Kyrie Irving going here. But not something I'm super excited about giving a shot with here on this slate and where I think they're just going to pound them. I don't think there's a ton of value here. Over on the Cleveland side of things, again, after taking them to double overtime and winning, to me, Andre Drummond is a complete fade. I mentioned this last time I did the video. I talked about it. You know, people say, oh, Biggs against Brooklyn. Yeah, man, but it's a different situation. Jared Allen is there now, and Jared Allen's going to steal minutes from Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond played double overtime game, only played 26 minutes, put up 26 fantasy points. I don't think he's going to sniff over 30 minutes anymore. Jared Allen's going to come in here, and he's going to play way more minutes. He had 31 minutes two games ago, put up 39 fantasy points. Again, this is his old team. We might see something similar. So Jared Allen is interesting on FanDuel because he's a power forward, but 7K is definitely priced up. But I do have some interest there. Over on DraftKings, 6,600 at center, where there's a lot of cheap center plays. I can't get behind that. Chetty Osmond, 6,500 on DraftKings, 5,900 on FanDuel. Again, we need Garland to be out before I start getting on the Chetty Osmond train. Larry Nance Jr., 6,700. 7,100 on FanDuel. Again, I can't get behind any of these plays. I just think Brooklyn, after losing that game, they're going to come out with a purpose and show people that it wasn't a fluke what they did, you know, with all three of those guys and just come out and stomp them, I think. So I just kind of would fade this whole situation with that game script in mind of just getting absolutely throttled. So don't like any of these guys. Like I said, don't play Drummond. Not with Jared Allen in town. Just don't waste a roster spot. So just kind of a full fade for me on that. Let's head on over to Boston at Philly. Don't have a over-under for this game yet. Injury news concerning Boston side. I think it's very minimal here. Tatum's been out for a while, so we're still going to see all the Jaylen Brown. But I do think, as we see Walker's minutes increase, it's definitely going to hurt him. And then Naismith doesn't really do anything for me. On the other side, though, on Philly's side, Seth Curry being probable, that does change a few pieces over there. But on Boston's side, again, we saw the same matchup a couple nights ago. Kimball Walker, 6,500 on DraftKings. His price over on FanDuel is 6,300. The minutes should continue to uptick a little bit. Saw 22 last game, 20 in his first game back. Put up 31 fantasy points. Still can't do it on DraftKings. If we see closer to the 27 to 30 minute mark, I think you can start considering him on FanDuel at 6,300. And that does hurt the ceiling of Jaylen Brown and Smart as well, because the more Walker's going to play, the less usage these guys are going to get. So, can't get too excited about Jaylen Brown, 8,500 on DraftKings. But on FanDuel, 7,600, he is definitely in play at that price because there is upside there. And then again, with the whole team healthy, even in the front court, besides Tatum, Tristan Thompson, Daniel Tice, it's just hard to love these guys. You know, the Time Lord is back as well. Robert Williams, I think he's still in play. I think the Time Lord, yeah. The Time Lord's playing. You know, all these guys, there's no reason to play this team, in my opinion, on the slate, except for Jaylen Brown on FanDuel. So let's just move on a little bit and move on to the Philly side. On the Philly side, like Joel Embiid, 10-1. Again, that's not the way to build. I feel like today, I feel like you're going punt center. So I'm not going to have any of him. He's 10K on FanDuel. Again, the one spot here, Ben Simmons, 8K on FanDuel, 8,400 on DraftKings, no thanks. Tobias Harris, 7,100 on DraftKings, 7,400 on FanDuel. It's always an interesting price for him because he does have 40-point upside, but 37, 31, 29, 33, his last four, hasn't got there, so I can't love it. But Shake Milton, I think it hurts him that Seth Curry is going to play here. It'll hurt his shots, even though he's coming off the bench. Seth Curry is a shooter. Love Seth Curry's price over on FanDuel at 4,500. He should come right back in here and play a good amount of minutes. Again, don't really love the pricing or this game on DraftKings at all, but on FanDuel, that would be the one piece that I would look at, because 4,500 shooting guard position, you know, with a guy that has legit 30-point upside. Put up 41 against Washington in 36 minutes on the 6th of January. You know, he's been out for a good 2 weeks, but, you know, if he comes in and even plays 26, 25 to 26 minutes, he can hit a 30-point mark. So, again, more just a FanDuel play over in DraftKings, maybe in tournaments only, but can't get too excited about the DraftKings prices for both teams. Let's head on over to Miami at Toronto. Got a lot of news here. Tyler Hero is questionable again. Gabe Vincent's probable. Chris Silva is questionable, which don't really move the needle here. And Goran Dragic is probable. And on the Toronto side, Pascal Siakam is questionable. On the Miami side, it all hinges on Tyler Hero. Butler's is still out. If Tyler Hero is out, Goran Dragic at 6K on DraftKings. FanDuel 5,200 is just too cheap again. He barely got there last game over on FanDuel. Again, 31 minutes, but only shot 37% from the field and still put up 30 fantasy points. So still like some Goran Dragic here. I think way better price over on FanDuel. DraftKings 6K, I'd consider him. The big one is Nunn. I mentioned him last time. If Hero is out, Nunn is priced up, though, but 5,400 on DraftKings. We've seen his upside, 47, 34 over his last two, and 35 and 34 minutes. He's on one of those heaters. So a guy I would consider in playing in tournaments, and he might be in cash game consideration. But over on FanDuel, this is where it's funny. Dragic is 5,200. Kendrick Nunn is 6,200. FanDuel price guys up like this, and then other guys they just won't touch. So now, if Hero is back, I don't want any part of Nunn. This game starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so hopefully we'll have that news if Nunn is going to play. But if we don't, I'm sorry, if Hero is going to play. But if we don't, you know, we can look at Hero for sure and Dragic. Those are the guys I want to focus on. Bam, 8,800 on FanDuel is priced up, 8,600 on DraftKings. Consider him, but no one I'm trying to lock in. He's towards the ceiling there, but he would be the third guy I would look at, but I'd still look at those guards first. Over on the Toronto side, like I said, Siakam is questionable. If he were to sit, OG and Anunoby, man, 34, 35, 34, and 30 over his last four. Minutes-wise, 40, 33, 36, 33. Minutes are way up, 6,100. Seems a little expensive for him, but if we don't have any Siakam, he's going to play massive minutes, and he's been extremely consistent. And I always like playing him when Siakam's out. 6K over on FanDuel is expensive, but, you know, a guy we could definitely consider. And then the guards, man, we can always talk about this. Fred VanVleet, 7,800 on DraftKings, 7,800 on FanDuel. Tournament play here, but Kyle Lowry is too cheap on FanDuel. 7,500 on FanDuel, 7,900 on DraftKings. Definitely a better FanDuel play here. Towards those prices, I'd definitely rather play like Oladipo or Grant with the usage rate they're going to have. VanVleet's been a 1.06 fantasy point per minute. Lowry's been a 1.03. The usage are about the same, around 23-24%. So a little bit of an uptick when Siakam's off. So I could run those numbers later. And if you're not a part of DFS Army, head on over there and ask me that later. And I can answer that question for you. And then again, Chris Boucher, 7,800 on FanDuel. Down to 7,300 on DraftKings. So if I was going to pay up for a center, he has upside, especially if Siakam's not there. Disappointed last game, only put up 14 fantasy points. But again, this is going to happen at times where he's not super efficient and get those blocks. But before that 14-point game, saw 46, 37, and 48. So a guy that's got 50-point upside without Siakam, if he is out, you have to consider him. I wish he was power forward eligible on DraftKings. He's not. So I don't know about lineup construction if he'll fit, but that is a really good price on him. So basically, it's Boucher and OG Anunoby on DraftKings for me. And then on FanDuel, I think it's Lowry, OG, and Boucher is there. And one tournament guy we can might be able to look at if Siakam's out, we could also look at maybe some Norman Powell. He's 4,800 on FanDuel, 4,300 on DraftKings. And there's some upside there as well, especially if he draws the start or and they move OG down at the four. They could do a lot of different things, but just keep that in mind. That could be a sneaky play in Norman Powell here if Siakam is out. Let's move on to the next game here on this massive slate. We have Atlanta at Minnesota. This should be full of fantasy goodness once again. Cam Reddish is questionable. DeAndre Hunter is questionable. For Atlanta, Gallinari is still doubtful, so I doubt he plays. And Josh Okogie is probable on the Minnesota side. Let's first look at Atlanta. And this was just some monster games they put up against Detroit. Trae Young put up a 66 burger. Just monster games. 9,600 on DraftKings. 9,900 on FanDuel. For me to play Trae Young, even though this is a fantastic matchup, I think he's playable. Don't get me wrong here. But he's priced towards his ceiling. I would want, you know, Hunter and Reddish to both sit again because it just opens up all the usage for him. He's only competing for shots basically from Kevin Huerter because Collins and Capella are getting a lot of their stuff in the paint with lobs and putbacks. So if we see Hunter and Reddish out, I like Trae Young even more. Clint Capella, 8,300 on DraftKings. On FanDuel, he's 9,200. So if you're not going to punt over on FanDuel down to Cousins, Capella's worth a look. Even in tournaments, man, he's been on a tear. 76, 54, 54, his last three games in fantasy points. Been a monster. Leads the team in fantasy points per minute at 1.32 fantasy points per minute for the season. Again, the usage isn't sky high there. But again, he just monster game. He did put up there against Detroit. John Collins, 7,400, 6,800 on FanDuel. Better price on FanDuel. I can't really get there on DraftKings on this slate. Now this is where I was talking about Kevin Huerter. He was 9,500 on DraftKings last slate, and I think someone just fat-fingered it in. I think this is where he should have been, 5,900. So I think it was just a clerical mistake by DraftKings last time. He's 5,900 on FanDuel as well. If Hunter or Reddish play, I don't want any part of Kevin Huerter on both sides. But if those guys are out, Herter's going to play a ton of minutes again. And at that price, I think he's squarely in play in cash games and tournaments. So, but we need Hunter and Reddish out. If Hunter and Reddish play, Reddish is 4,500 on FanDuel, 4,600 on DraftKings. It makes an interesting play against a Minnesota team that is really bad defensively and gives up the points. So we would have to see this news to really have a good feel on this team. Over on the Minnesota side of things, again, we don't have any Cat. He's out for, you know, for a while with COVID. Naz Reid at 5,200. Don't really have any love there. He's 4,700 on FanDuel. But again, you know, a guy we can look at that is going to start at center. D-Russ, 8,700 on DraftKings, 8,400 on FanDuel. Priced up, but a guy you can consider against Atlanta. Atlanta, again, is horrible defensively as well. So I don't mind if you want to run it back with a Russell or Malik Beasley, 6,600 on FanDuel over here on DraftKings. Beasley, 6,900. I prefer the price on FanDuel. And Vanderbilt's still too cheap. He's 4,800 on FanDuel. 5K on DraftKings. Prefer the price on FanDuel. It was a rough game against Orlando, but against Atlanta, they played two on the 18th against each other four nights ago, and he put up 29 fantasy points because it's just a better matchup. So hopefully people are scared off of them. But on FanDuel, 4,800, I'll go right back to the well there. That's just a great price tag. Let's just look at Naz Reid and see what he did against Atlanta a couple games ago. He only put up 18, 28 minutes, so it was more Vanderbilt. Those up-pace matchups like against Atlanta for guys like Vanderbilt, that just fits his game really well. Same with D-Russ. You know, he put up 56 against Atlanta. So a lot of upside with D-Russ here. 8,400 on FanDuel is just way too cheap. Again, fantastic matchup for those guys that really like to get up and down, and that's D-Russ, Beasley, and Vanderbilt. So those are the guys I would look at on the Minnesota side. Let's head on over to Dallas at the Spurs. Don't really have any injury news here. Dallas is, you know, again, been out with no Powell, Kleba, Finney-Smith, and Richardson for a while, so it's not really anything new for them. But Luka Doncic, 10-9 on DraftKings, 11K on FanDuel. Again, there's, you know, we've only had a few spend-ups this slate that I'd consider, and he's definitely one of them, especially against the Spurs. So if you're going to spend up, he's probably my favorite one so far over the Brooklyn guys. He's going to get all the usage. Porzingis, 8,100, 8,400 on FanDuel. His minutes are starting to get back up to normal here. 32, 32, 33. Put up a monster 53 burger against Indiana and 40 against Toronto. I like him. He's power forward eligible on DraftKings, so you can consider him. And then power forward as well on FanDuel. So definitely in play and should be in your pool. And still, James Johnson, I'll still go back there. 4,500 on DraftKings, 4,700 on FanDuel, 20 and 27. his last two. So there's some upside on that price tag as long as these other guys are out. The Jalen Brunson got priced up too much for me on FanDuel. He's been starting the last couple games. I'm sorry, on DraftKings. He's been starting the last few games. Played 34 minutes against Indiana, put 20 fantasy points. I mentioned him in that pod I did the last time they played. Definitely a play on FanDuel, man. 3,900 on FanDuel. If he's going to get around 30 to mid-30 minutes, that is way too cheap for Brunson. So for me, it's Luka, Porzingis, Johnson, and Brunson on FanDuel. Those are the guys I would look at. They're going to get all the usage in this team right here. Like I said, Tim Hardaway Jr. at 5,500 on DraftKings, 5,400 on FanDuel. You can consider him, but just tournaments only. On the Spurs side, again, it is really hard to peg this team. When they are fully healthy like this, they just run. Nobody runs heavy minutes. DeJounte Murray's price, 7,400 on DraftKings, 7,800 on FanDuel. On DraftKings, that's a pretty fair price for him. But again, I have a hard time getting excited about any of these guys. Vessel at 4,200 on both sites. He's always makes an interesting piece. 21, 27, 21, 23, his last four. So there's a little bit of meat left on the bone. And he closed in on 30 a couple times. So just looking at a cheap guy that we can kind of consider. LaMarcus Aldridge, man, down at 5,500 on DraftKings. Ooh, I haven't seen him sub 6K in a long time. 6K on FanDuel. 9 fantasy points he put up against Golden State. Portland 29, 9, 14. He's just struggling, man. But we know that he can get up there if he, you know, his minutes have been down 23, 24, and 17. But if we look into those games, blowout loss against Golden State, blowout win in Portland, so he didn't see the court in the fourth, and he still put up 29. And then win in Houston. I think in tournaments you can use him at that price, but I would not play him in cash games with his minutes kind of being all over the place. So not so excited about this team at all when they're fully healthy. And on 11-game slate, I don't want to guess. So we're just going to kind of move on from here. OKC at the Clippers. We have a 220 over-under. Clip show favored by 13. Al Horford's still out here for the Clippers, so we should see Isaiah Roby continue to start. If you're going to attack the Clippers, it's definitely in the front court. Put up 32 and 26 minutes here. I had 4 steals to get there that helped. 24 and 27. Let's look at his price over on FanDuel. On FanDuel, he's still 4,500. He's a smash play over on FanDuel still. I have a ton of him, even up against the Clippers. I think you can consider him on DraftKings at 5K, but I love that price tag over on FanDuel. Gilgeous Alexander, 8,200 on FanDuel, 7,900 on DraftKings. If you think this game stays close, Vegas does not, then you can consider him. Dort's been playing really well, 5,200 on DraftKings, 5,500 on FanDuel. Baisley's 5,300 on FanDuel, 4,900 on DraftKings. I think these are the guys you kind of look at. And if you want to take a complete nut shot, if the game blows out, it's always Diallo for me. I always like playing Diallo. But outside of Roby, I'm not super excited about this team going up against the Clippers, which is a great defensive team. So over on the Clippers side, again, it's the same usual suspects. The Claw, Kawhi Leonard, 9,700 on DraftKings, 9,500 on FanDuel. Paul George, 9,300 on DraftKings, 8,700 on FanDuel. A fair price on FanDuel. I think he's got some history there in OKC. If I was going to play one, it'd probably be Paul George just for the savings. But I have a hard time, getting excited about playing him. When these teams are fully healthy, it's just those two guys really you're looking at. Coming down here to Pat Bev, 4,700 on DraftKings. 4,600 on FanDuel. I guess you can consider him on FanDuel. But again, I have a hard time looking at any of these guys when you have a slate this large. If you think it blows out, again, I have no problem looking down here at Terrence Mann or Luke Kennard. Luke Kennard's 4,100. Terrence Mann's 3,200. These are just like a small percentage in a 150 that could get you there in a blowout, but you need a blowout for these guys to play. Luke Kennard's 4,600 on FanDuel. But again, not a whole lot of excitement in this game at all. Let's head on over to Denver at Phoenix. 218 over-under, Phoenix favored by 1. This should be a close game. Jokic, man, 11K on DraftKings. The only injury we have is Michael Porter Jr. is questionable. So if he were to play, it would kind of screw up Barton. He would take Barton's minutes, and Barton wouldn't play that much. Same with kind of Millsap, all those guys like that. Jamichael Green wouldn't play as many minutes, so he wouldn't be as good as a play. But Jokic, 11K, again, one of the best spend-ups on the slate. Should be able to do whatever he wants against Ayton. Even at this price, I think you have the money to do it. So if you wanted to go Cousins and Jokic as your spend up or your center plays, I have no problem at all doing that. I think we'll have enough value to pay up for him. And he's just been on a tear, averaging a triple double, 25, 11, and 10. The usage is massive. You know, 30% usage from a center that averages triple double, 1.63 fantasy points per minute for the season. Just absolutely on a tear. Jamal Murray, 6,800 on FanDuel, 7K on DraftKings. He still, again, has that kind of bum shoulder. But there is upside. We saw it against Utah, put up 46 in 42 minutes, 40 against Golden State. But again, OKC put up 17. He is not a cash play, but a tournament option at that price tag. There is meat left on the bone. And then really, if Porter Jr. is back, it screws up all these guys. I don't want Millsap. I never like him. Will Barton, 5,500. It's going to screw him up. Jamichael Green, it's going to screw him up. We can always look at playing Monte Morris at 4,100 on DraftKings. That's a fair price, and he is in that rotation. 21, 25, 32 minutes, put up 27, 11, 23, and 21 over his last four. And he's a guy that when he's on the court coming off the bench, he's 0.84 fantasy point per minute, 16% usage, not massive, but if we're looking for a little bit of value, he's interesting. But again, if Porter Jr. comes back, it screws up the whole team, and it's Jokic or bust for me. Over on the Phoenix side of things, we have Booker 8K. He's just a full fade all season for me. He doesn't do really anything else. He's actually sub fantasy point per minute, 0.93. Does have 28% usage, but he's just so scoring dependent. I can't get there, even at 7,400 on FanDuel. DeAndre Ayton, 7,200 on FanDuel, but again, 76 on DraftKings, but only center eligible. And I'm not going to be in that spot in lineup construction just as we go through this and we kind of see how things are. I don't think that I will land there, so I'm not going to be super heavy on him at all. Chris Paul, 6,900 on FanDuel. Love that price tag on FanDuel. 7,200 on DraftKings. I think squarely in play here. 26, 32, 39, 33. But this is a good matchup against a Denver team that's been struggling defensively all year. And he's been a 1.03 fantasy points per minute. You know, if he can sniff mid-30s minutes, even low 30s, he can get you that 35 to close to 40 fantasy point mark. So I have to consider him mostly on FanDuel, though. And then Cam Johnson at 4,300 on FanDuel, 4,400 on DraftKings. He's a guy that we can kind of look at here. Cameron Payne, 3,700 on DraftKings. He can get it going off the bench, but, you know, he's got to be super efficient in his minutes because he doesn't get a ton. But put up 22 and 23 in two of his last four in 18 and 16 minutes. So 3,700 could be a sneaky DraftKings play. Tournaments only, though. I mean, he's got to have the minutes, and he just doesn't get a ton of them. So, yeah, for me, it's really Chris Paul. And that's about it on this team. Like, if you want to look at Miles Bridges, I guess, you know, with the minutes that he plays, he's a fair price, 5,500 on DraftKings, 5,700 on FanDuel, but nobody that I'm clamoring to play. And the nightcap game of the night, the New York Knicks at Sacramento, two dumpster fire teams, Knicks coming off a back-to-back. they played Golden State last night. Sacramento is a four-point favorite, 218 over under. Julius Randle has just been on a tear. Absolute tear. He is a 1.20 fantasy points per minute with a 28% usage rate this year. 9,100 is priced up, 8,900 on FanDuel. Fantastic price for him, but I still think he's squarely in play, especially against Sacramento. 53, 46, 48, 45, his last four, you know, averaging 22, 11, and 6 for the year. The minutes have been just fantastic, you know, high 30s, you know, and you can look at these other guys, you know, on the New York side. Again, we still have Frankie Nicotine's questionable, Austin Rivers questionable, So if those guys are out, again, Peyton at 5,800, no problem playing him. You know, this game should be fantasy goodness, honestly. It's you know, should be an up and down game, not a whole lot of defense being played. Alec Burks, second game, you know, first game back in a while was last night. So on a back-to-back, I'm curious how many minutes they'll give him. They gave him 31 last night. But again, this is Tibbs we're talking about here. Like, he doesn't believe in that crap, so he could run him out a ton. Robinson got into foul trouble, but he's interesting. 5,900 on DraftKings, 5,600 on FanDuel. Again, 5,600 on FanDuel is a really good price, and he's a guy you can definitely look at. I just have a hard time getting off Cousins at 4,400. But if you were going to make the pivot for lower ownership, Mitrob would be my guy. Quickly at 4,500, again, I'm having a hard time going these guys. You know, with Burks back in play, it kind of screws them up, even with Rivers out. Burks is just going to slide right into that role, and Tibbs will run him heavy minutes. So for me, it's basically Randall and then Mitrob, Randall and Mitrob over on FanDuel. Like I said, Elf on a Shelf, Peyton, 5,300 on FanDuel is, again, a fair price as well. Those are the three guys I look at. RJ Barrett, I guess, 6,900 on FanDuel is a fair price. He had a career-high scoring game last night, 6,800 on DraftKings. 38, 42, and 41 his last three. You know, scored 28 points, which is a career high for him last night, but didn't do a whole else lot besides that. His rebound numbers were really low, but that tends to happen when you get on the scoring side of things. So that's where I look on the Knicks. Over on Sacramento, it just looks like Bagley is probable. That is extremely high price tag for De'Aaron Fox, but it's a great matchup. 7,800 on FanDuel is really fair. I like that price tag. 8,800 on DraftKings, I don't think I can get to that. But on tournaments, no one will own him at that price tag. You know, Buddy Hield, 6,400. He just hasn't done for me all year. 5,800 on FanDuel. Rashawn Holmes, 7K on FanDuel. No thank you. 6,300 on DraftKings, interesting. Maybe if you didn't want to go Jokic and you wanted to go Cousins and Holmes, I'm okay with that. Bagley, 5,500 on DraftKings, 5,800 on FanDuel. Real interesting play there as well. Again, I have no problem attacking the Knicks in that way as well. So if he does play, which he is probable to play, there's been some big games out of Bagley. Put up 44 against the Pelicans on the 17th. 24, 44, 31 his last three. 29, 36, 31 minutes. And the Clippers, he only saw 29 minutes because they were getting their butts kicked and they lost by 20. So I think it's a situation where he is way underpriced here at that 5,500, 5,600 mark. So he's probably my favorite play on the Sacramento side here. I don't really like any of these other guys price-wise. Harrison Barnes, 5,800 on DraftKings, 5,800 on FanDuel. I would just much rather go to Bagley with more upside here, especially against the Knicks. No problem going there. So Bagley's my man on this team. So with that, 11-game monster slate. If you stuck with me, I really appreciate you. Let me know who's your favorite value play of the night in the comment section. Love to see your guys' comments. If you stuck around and you're not subscribed to this channel and you really want me to keep pushing out these videos, let me know by hitting that subscribe button and hit that thumbs up button on your way out. And I appreciate each and every one of you. And I will see you on the flip side. Deuces.